Jimmy Carter update being brought to you by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating with offices in Marion and Cape. Go with Reynolds. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. Lainey Wilson must have found a four-leaf clover a couple of years ago or something. I mean, she has had everything come up aces, and she's in Europe right now. The crowds are not the biggest, but that's what you start out with. You know, yeah. You start out and let the build over there. But she just got word that she will be the opening act for the Rolling Stones at Chicago Soldier Field in late June. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Boy, she jumped to the head of the class on that one.
That's pretty big time.
Very interesting. Loretta Lynn's granddaughter made it to the top eight on American Idol. Happy for Emmy Russell. Post Malone, as scheduled, did his all-country set at Stagecoach. And with a little help from some country stars, he got up there and sang a country song, and then he brought out Dwight Yoakam, and they sang one together.
Mm.
And then he did another country song, then he brought out Brad Paisley to do the fishing song. And then Brad would have played guitar on him for one more last chance. And all these songs are done great. I mean, he sings good, and the band was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And then Brad left, and then he did a couple more songs, and then he brought out Sarah Evans, and they did Suds in the Bucket.
Nice.
And then he did something else and then brought out Brad again to do Chattahoochee because Brad needed to go the do-do-do-do-do, that guitar in there. So it was fun. And, I mean, the only thing I don't like about him, and it just it's not necessary,
mm-hmm.
is that he drops the F-bomb every sentence.
Yeah, he's got a potty mouth.
I don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy, but it's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Tim McGraw started his tour off in Nashville the other night. Starts it out with Truck Yeah, ends it with Live Like You're Dying, and does a lot in between. He didn't have any, you know, big celebrities come out enough, but he's got Lasers and everything else. He did bring out the Stanley Cup and sang to it, which I thought was interesting. He sang I Like It, I Love It to it. The Predators lost last night in that same arena. I think they were playing the Canucks.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll, T-Pain. They've gone viral with a video, should have been a cowboy, saluting Toby Keith at Stagecoach. Clay Walker, 11 number one hits in his career. He is now a Pandora billionaire. His music is streamed over 1 billion times on Pandora. That surprised me a little bit. I didn't know he had that kind of juice, but he did.
Okay.
Justin Moore has raised $534,000 in a golf tournament for St. Jude.
That's awesome.
And Eric Church says, surprise some, disruptive, unexpected, not liked, but he just does things to shake things up. He was the headliner at the festival Friday night, Stagecoach, but he didn't sing any of his music. He brought out a 16-person choir with an acoustic guitar and did 75 nonstop minutes of gospel-influenced music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and some people liked it, and some people definitely did not.
You were like, what's going on?
You don't know. I mean, that place, you never know what you're going to see at Stagecoach. And sometimes, you know, whatever. I mean, they had the Beach Boys, War and Treaty. You know, they're up for a couple of country awards, and I don't know. I mean, there's nothing very country about them except they have a banjo and a steel guitar that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just, I don't know. What the definition of country has definitely been spread around,
that's
particularly
true.
After this week.
That is true. It's kind of all over the road, I guess.
It's all over the place.
Okie dokie, Jimmy. Have a super Monday.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. That's your Jimmy Carter update this morning. It's powered by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds.